and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
KVOE News Time 7:23. Our focus here on our Newsmaker segment today is a conference that has been on the calendar for middle school students for a long period of time. It's the Enhancing Your Future with Mathematics and Science Conference that is going to be coming up in a few weeks, and we're pleased to have with us ESU STEM Outreach Coordinator Holly Hollenbeck and also STEM Outreach Director Daphne Mays. Holly, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Daphne, how are you this morning?
Doing great. Thanks, Chuck.
Good. We were talking just a little bit here before we got started. 31 years. And Holly, I'm going to start with you on this because obviously there's something that's really helping out students in the middle school age if you're going to be able to bring this back in, you know, some way, shape, or form for 3+ decades. What do you think is really what makes this event tick and stick?
Yeah, I think it's because it's a very big, kind of a large conference, one of our larger conferences that we have, and I think it's because it reaches across the entire state. It's not just local, so students anywhere in the state can attend, and so that brings in a lot of new people, and not just the students that attend, but also the speakers, because we bring them from all over the state as well.
Daphne, with this, you know, the topics I'm assuming would change a little bit, you know, obviously with the speaker's expertise, and we'll talk more about the schedule here in just a little bit, but you have a couple of really exciting keynote speakers, I think, here for the students that are coming in.
We do. We are, you know, we've been on the air here before talking about the ARIS program that we're doing. And so Dr. Martin and Mark Brown recently did a training with that, and they met somebody while they were there that was willing to come and be our keynote. And so Jackie Bloomer from ARIS USA will be our keynote speaker for the event.
That's outstanding. And then in the afternoon, you've got some chemistry students, Dr. Andrea Luthi, who are going to be putting on a chemistry demonstration too. How important is the hands-on side of things with something like this?
It's huge. You know, we're all about hands-on learning, getting kids excited and engaged with STEM, and that's science, technology, engineering, and math. And so, yeah, we are so fortunate that we have so many faculty and community members and people, like Holly said, across the state that are, you know, in STEM professions that are willing to come and share their time and expertise and engage and inspire the future generation.
Well, you pack a lot in between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. one day, and you're looking at 200-plus students that will participate. Holly, logistically, how do you put this all together? Where does everybody go?
Yeah, that's a good question. We have, like I said, we have 60 speakers, so when you divide that up, you know, it's not so big whenever you think about it that way. But we also incorporate a lot of ESU volunteer students that help us move them around from all over campus because we're going from building to building and all of that as well. So, yeah, it's a lot of logistic work, but we've been doing it for 31 years, so we have it down pretty good.
Yeah, over three decades, indeed. But 220 students, where do they all come from, and how do they participate? I mean, do you get the information out to schools across the state? How does this work?
We do. We mail out, actually, letters to every school, inviting them every year. Counselors alert schools, and then they come. We have a school coming that comes very regularly as far away from Hugoton, who they actually stay in hotels the night before and come down and make it a big deal for the students. So
that's a little economic impact.
Yes.
There you have it.
From STEM.
Okay. And of the 220-plus spots at this stage of things, how are you looking at as far as openings are concerned? Are there still spots for students to get involved with this?
Yeah, there are. We still have about 50 spots, at least, that we're still looking to fill. And so the deadline was supposed to be today, but we are extending it for another week to try to get those last 50 filled. So we encourage any student that's interested in, signing up.
Daphne, what about career presentations? You have those going on. What do you offer? How many presentations are there, and what can we look at seeing?
Yeah, so we have several. We, like I said, we have, you know, speakers from from our community, from our faculty, from across the state. So we've got, you know, the Kelly from the David Traylor Zoo. She's going to talk about zookeeping, nuclear power. We've got a group from Wolf Creek that comes and speaks about that. Natural Resource Officer Game Warden Days from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and many, many others, again, that are volunteering their time to come and share and inspire youth to kind of think about careers that they may not even know exist. So do the
students get to pick what kind of presentations they want to see? How does that work?
Yeah, I'm gonna let Holly answer this because it is a system that she works on, so she can kind of talk through that.
There's lots of different, like, I'm not quite for sure exactly how many career speakers we have, but it's probably 10 or more. They get to choose their top 7 when they register, and then they get to attend 3 of those. So we kind of just randomly assign them, and then from their choice, and so they actually get to have a say in what they're interested in and when they register.
That same with the hands-on category as well?
Yes, same. Okay. Same with the workshops. There's 25 workshops that they can pick from. They get to attend 2. So they give us their top 7 and we assign them. Yep.
It's a cool set of workshops, including coding, medical topics, engineering, frog dissection. You know what the sounds are going to be like with that, and also the planetarium show. So Daphne, there's a lot of care trying to get a wide exposure and experience here when it comes to science and math.
Absolutely. Yeah, we know that there are a diverse, you know, number of different fields. There's different career opportunities and different aspects involved with STEM, and these are great careers for students, and there's a lot of hands-on opportunities to kind of give them a sense of what these fields entail, and so it's just a fun day to kind of, you know, ignite their excitement. And those that, you know, those kids, a lot of parents I've talked to, their kids are really into these things. And so it's an opportunity for them to get involved and just keep them, you know, engaged. So
Daphne, we've seen an increase in interest, do you think, at Emporia State for, you know, STEM programs and careers?
You know, I hope so. That's what we're working on. It seems like a lot of our programs are growing and certainly over the, you know, years. But like Holly said, this has been going on for over 3 decades, this particular conference. And the numbers are always have been
always
pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, definitely credit to those professors that started this 31 years ago, and for all of the faculty at ESU and the community members and people that have sustained it since that time. So we're very grateful for that.
Well, Holly, this seems like this is a great recruiting opportunity for Emporia State.
Sure. Yeah. It definitely leads to a lot of the students who actually come to this come back again over the summer to participate in a summer camp that we hold every year too. It's kind of, we introduce it to them then, and a lot of them that come do have come to UIF, so they're coming back multiple times to campus.
You know, we got to tell folks that this is going to be March 7th, Saturday. We mentioned the time, 8 to 3.
Right.
And for, if you'd like to register for this, it's emporia.edu/STEM outreach. And yes, you will have to look for enhancing your future with mathematics and science, just to make sure that you're not, you know, maybe attending something else.
There's another sign up on there right now for something else. So yeah, make sure you get down to the right heading. Yeah,
I've got to ask you, as folks that have been vitally involved with the STEM outreach program here for ESU, if something like this kind of gets you guys and kind of recharges you guys as educators. And Holly, I'll start with you. Does this wind up recharging you every time you're involved with this?
Yeah, it is. It's sometimes right after it's a little exhausting, but up to it, it definitely does. And afterwards too, after you've done it and you see all the students that you've impacted, it does make you feel good about what you're doing and how we're reaching the students.
Outstanding. How about you, Daphne?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've got a great team at ESU trying to, you know, do STEM outreach programs from PayRock to the planetarium. And so it's a fun opportunity for all of us to kind of be all hands on deck and get these kids excited and be part of that. So
outstanding. Well, again, it's the Enhancing Your Future with Mathematics and Science. About 40 to 50 spots currently still available. Yes. So if you have a middle schooler, grades 6, 7, and 8 that you feel would benefit, it's $35. It's lunch, T-shirt, workshop materials in a bag, a whole lot of workshops, presentations for careers, some outstanding keynote speakers and presentations. And the deadline right now is basically until this fills up. So go to emporia.edu/STEM outreach to get signed up. Ladies, are we missing anything before we wrap things up this morning?
I don't think so.
Nope. Thanks, Chuck. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Glad to have you guys in. Daphne Mays and Holly Hollenbeck with Emporia State's STEM program as we have our Newsmaker segment today. It is now 7:32 on KVOE Live and Local.
KVOE Live and Local. Thank you, ladies. Great job with our primetime Newsmaker this morning. 7:33, 21 degrees, wind chill at 10. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Hi, this is Kim with the Sweet Granada. There's no better way to say I love you than with chocolate. We have gift